Hello, welcome to Scattered Afterthoughts, and I'm here with Joshua and Luke. How are you guys doing?
Hi there. I'm okay. It's a weekend in the Joshua household. It's pretty cold out, but that's okay.
Is it pretty cold there?
Yeah. You're in Texas, aren't you?
Yeah, in Texas. So it's been pretty. It's actually been fairly warm.
Okay. Well, yeah, here this weekend it's been fairly chilly. It's not like unbearable, like where your hands hurt from being outside for too long, but right. It's colder than it for the most part has been for the last few weeks.
Luke, where you are, it's probably colder then, isn't it?
I got two places I go eat dinner, right? When it's right. really cold, I go to Slim's, which is like 5 feet outside for my legs to get freezing cold. That's where I go when it's really cold. When it's not that cold, I go to Chick-fil-A, which is a little bit farther away, but it's Chick-fil-A, so it's worth it most of the time. Unless it's really cold.
So your campus has like two different chicken restaurants?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the only good place to eat on campus.
Isn't there like a according to Pizza Hut or something?
Well, I had this like Asian place, but it's just they cook like.
Is it just mall Asian food?
It's a big round grill, right?
Oh.
Where they cook like six at a time, and you get all this stuff from other people's dishes into yours.
So it's kind of like I get what you're talking about.
And it's like all pre-made, and they just heat it up, and it's all dry and bleh. It's gross.
Basically, you wish that it was Chinese mall food.
It's that, or Chick-fil-A.
Come on, that's an easy choice.
Jeez.
Yeah. My campus doesn't really have too many food options. I mean, we have a Chick-fil-A. It's not a full Chick-fil-A, though. But we do have Panda Express, which is actually really good.
Oh, nice.
So that's really good.
That's awesome.
And we have, like, possibly the worst IHOP ever that's also on campus. It's an IHOP Express, so they don't even have everything that's on the regular IHOP menu, right? There's just things that they can make quickly. And it's all, obviously, it's all college students working there. And it's just like, I understand that nobody at an IHOP probably cares too much about doing a quality job, right? And that's fine, because I don't really go to IHOP expecting a really well-done meal, right?
Right.
But Jesus, the hash browns are like bricks, I'm telling you.
Oh, that's awful.
Hey, I mean, it's ridiculous. Like that.
You may
some
as well.
Some people are weird.
You may as well just do a Waffle House on campus. The thing is, that won't happen because Waffle House is designed to be like a trucker stop. Basically. It's less of a college hangout,
hey,
I feel like.
Hey, you don't talk bad about Waffle House, okay?
No, I love Waffle
it's
House.
Not bad,
I'm saying I would prefer Waffle House be on campus.
But yeah, other than that, I mean, I'm in like Dallas, so I've got like Uber food or whatever. What's it called? Uber Eats, I think. So you can get like delivered from like most places. Yeah. So
like Chef Shuttle?
Yeah,
I think it's Chef Shuttle.
But Uber runs it. So it just means that I guess it's like more driver availability. I don't know. But there's a ton of places that you can get delivered food from. That's really cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So what would you say your happies and crappies are this week, Joshua?
Start on Luke, if you don't mind.
All right, Luke.
Well, my happy is that I moved around my dorm furniture, right?
Right.
And I moved the bed up and my desk underneath the bed. So I have a bigger desk now. That's my happy. My crappy is the bed almost fell on me when I was moving it up the notches.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It was each side has two hooks, and one of them wasn't hooked, and it's two, like, H things holding it up, and the H was tilted.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it was. I was shaking it a little bit from the other side, and I couldn't see it, because small room. And I was like, why is this so rickety? I looked on the other side, and it was like halfway on the ground.
Ugh. Did your life flash before your eyes?
And you had to, like, be hard as nails.
Please, pull God. It out of the... Bring it on.
And you pull out one side, and the other side's stuck, so you have to, like, put that side down.
I know all about buildings. So whenever I first moved into this apartment, right, that I have...
Yeah.
First of all, nobody came to help me move into this apartment. Like, everything I have in this apartment, I put into my freaking GTI. Great car, by the way. Everything fit into that freaking GTI.
That's a really nice car.
I moved, packed all the stuff in the car, brought it over here, brought in all my stuff. For a week or two, I think maybe it was like 2 weeks, I had no furniture whatsoever. And then it was all delivered from IKEA, right? And the most awkward thing I've ever done in my life thus far is putting together a freaking queen-size bed with one person. There is no way that should have worked. Like, I was using the freaking wall as a support, basically as another person trying to hold one end in place. Because obviously you, like, build the two halves and then connect them together, right?
Yeah.
And with two people, that's easy. But with one person, I'm just like, oh my God.
Well,
it was so ridiculous.
Wow. Oh yeah, you don't have a roommate, do you?
Mm-mm. It's the life, I'm telling you.
Well, not when IKEA comes.
Yeah, well.
There's some instructions on how to build IKEA furniture. It says, the first one, it says, get good, Geronimo.
Yeah. I did get good. It just took me a while. And then, I just ended up using the wall basically as another person's hands and somehow put the bed together. And now it's about as good as an IKEA bed can get. So I guess that's great.
Yeah, works.
So what's your crappy, Luke?
The bed almost fell on me.
All right, Joshua, how about you? You ready to go?
Yeah, I guess my happy is that I got my room cleaned out a ton this week, so it's a lot nicer, I guess. It's more comfortable. And then I'm almost done with the class I'm taking. Since I'm taking classes online, I'm just doing one at a time. Crappy, I guess, would be... studying for the final for the class, though I would say even though that's stressful, it's nothing compared to having to study for, you know, consecutive tests like you would just going to university instead of taking your courses online. That and my family has been sick this week, which has made things much more difficult, but on the other hand, less difficult because there's less to worry about, like, kids getting school and stuff like that.
Right.
Drama, did you give your happy and crappy yet? Or
no, not yet.
Is it just Luke and I?
Let's see. My happy this week would probably be that I'm trying to think anything good that has happened. I know my crappy is that I got really sick.
I figured your crappy was that Luke survived.
No, my crappy is that I got, like, I was kind of sick Thursday, right? But it wasn't really bad at all. And then Friday, I was just, like, really sick and, like, vomiting in the morning and stuff like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. So that's
real,
awful.
It was real bad. Like, I guess, I don't know the medicine I took, but it was, or the medicine I took, I guess, was really good, or I don't know. I literally just, like, laid in bed all day, like, falling in and out of sleep. While watching Twitch streams. Like, that was my life.
I can understand that.
All of Friday.
Oh, I would imagine Twitch streams are pretty good. It's like,
yeah, I would be watching something interesting, and then all of a sudden I would, like, wake up, and it's like 3 hours later. I'm like, what happened? It's like, when did I fall asleep?
That's,
Or it was like, I was watching, like, a YouTube video, right? Of, like, I don't know, some, like, Yogscast channel, right? And then, like, I would wake up to, like, this random YouTube channel that I've never heard of just because YouTube went, to, like, through the next videos or whatever. And I was just like, who are you?
That's hilarious.
A few weeks ago, I got a crown on one of my back teeth. And the dentist I was going to just got certified in this new stuff, right? Like some sleep something pills or like injection. Whew. It made like an hour feel like 5 minutes. And I saw all these like lights and it's just bizarre.
So you got real high.
I got real high.
Wow.
So yeah, that's my crappy. I don't know really what my happy would be. I didn't die, so that's good.
Well, we won some Dota games. Well,
That's true. That's always a miracle.
So
when we win a Dota game, I got to play as PA. That's my happy. Is this week I actually got to play a game as PA. Two games even.
If only they made a game mode where you could play as all the heroes.
Somebody would still probably take it, you know?
Yeah.
Most of the games in Dota are either A, somebody has to support and nobody else wants to do it, or B, I choose PA, it's like the last pick, and then the enemy team just takes it. And I'm like, wow. Gaben, what have I done to deserve this? So yeah, I guess we can move on. So something that happened pretty recently, actually, this is for PS4 Pros. They introduced a new patch came out, right? A software update for it, and it has this thing called Boost Mode, which, as I understand it from what they've released in the documentation, right, will increase frame rates. And lower load times, things like that, in existing PS4 games that do not have a PS4 Pro patch. So it only works for certain, it's a rather large list actually of games, but in games like Bloodborne, for example, where the game is riddled with frame drops constantly. I mean, it's not like a magic 60 FPS fix. It's still going to be like capped at like 30, I think, is what Bloodborne probably caps at and everything. But it significantly lowers the load times, I found, when I tried it out earlier. And overall, there's still frame drops. It's not perfect at all, but it doesn't seem as stuttery as it was before. So I think it's pretty cool. I imagine in games that aren't as intensive as Bloodborne, it probably works even better.
Yeah.
So that it's kind of nice of Sony to do. Just, you know, even if developers don't go out of their way to fix the game.
How'd the load times change in Bloodborne?
I mean, they're still a lot longer than they should be when you're loading off of the hard drive.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's definitely... The PS4 Pro itself, I think, lowered the load times a decent amount. And then with this patch, it's a little faster than that. But, I mean, they're still fairly long. They're still lengthy.
So, do you have a PS4 Pro?
Yeah, I have a PS4 Pro. And I'll have you know that all I've played on it so far is a Bloodborne. And... the new Hatsune Miku rhythm game.
That's awesome.
That's all I've played on it, and it's been great.
See, I just have a regular PS4. But, like, even though all that stuff sounds really cool, I'm just happy to have a PS4. Like, I'm not complaining. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. So that's pretty cool. They did a few other things in the update, like you can set a custom wallpaper and things like that now.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
before. Is that just for Pro?
No, I imagine that's for all PS4s.
So it's like you can set a custom wallpaper
now instead of having to like buy a theme or something.
Oh, like photos and stuff?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Ooh, okay, I'll have to mess with that. That sounds great.
But yeah, that's the Boost Mode. Something that might be more interesting is that apparently, one, Star Wars Battlefront 2 is a thing. As in Battlefront 2, oh, I mean yeah. like the next, you know, of the DICE Battlefront.
Battlefront 4. We heard about it a while back, but they weren't saying much up until.
And now they're saying they're going to have a single player campaign?
Yes. It's kind of funny because.
I'm not sold on that.
I'm not sold on it being quality. When's the last time DICE made a single player campaign? I'm asking because I don't actually know. I don't play Battlefield or anything.
Battlefield, I guess it was Battlefield 1. Was that the last game they made? Did it have a single player campaign?
Campaigns typically?
I didn't even play Battlefield 1. Let me check.
I still don't understand what the gimmick was with Battlefield 1.
Like, it was just supposed to be like, I think it was World War 1 era fighting. But they had like automatic weapons and stuff, so I didn't really like it. I didn't really like the gimmick.
Why?
I mean, if like everybody was like in trenches, just like, you know, hiding for their lives while also trying to secure the objectives, being miserable and using like single fire weapons, I would have played that game. But this is not that game, I don't think.
What was their reasoning behind it, like in-game lore-wise? Like, you can argue about whether or not that has its appeal. Separate
from each other.
But
they call Battlefield 1, 2, and 3, but they don't. It doesn't mean anything.
Was it just like, what if World War 1 had technology? And, like, that's all? That's the explanation?
No, I think it was supposed to just be World War 1 era, but they just kind of screwed it up a little bit.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't, like, trying to go all the way with an alternate... take or something like that.
Apparently did have a single player, but I don't know anything about it. But yeah, I guess that would be the last single player they made. None of them are exactly good, though.
Well, I think...
I just feel like they should put more... just keep, you know, make a better multiplayer as opposed to trying to, like, add a single player. Because the multiplayer wasn't perfect in the existing one. So I don't know why they feel like they've mastered that aspect and can now add a single player.
Well, they got like at least 50% of the criticism upon launch, I feel like, was directed at the lack of, you know, good single player options, which I can agree with. I think what's more important to me than that is more split screen support. Because the split-screen modes that there are in the most recent Battlefront, they're fun, but they don't offer a lot of variety, and they don't even bring in very much content from DLC, like maps and stuff. The only thing it adds that I can tell are the hero characters. So,
I guess that's a good point. I guess it kind of slipped my mind about the split screen because I mainly play on PC now, right, for a few years.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So for me, I, like, didn't even think about it, but it's a good point that having proper split screen support, I guess, would be really good on consoles for it.
Well, I really wish that they would just bring back I'm totally fine with all the new game modes, but I wish that they would bring back Conquest like it was in the original Battlefronts, where you're like capturing command posts and all that. Remember, doing multiplayer usually for the original Battlefronts was through instant action where you could queue up several maps. And I wish that they would go back to that because that really made for like a good split screen experience, I thought. You know, just having the rest of the army be controlled by AI. I actually had a lot of fun with that, and I wish that they would bring that back. They probably won't, but, you know. They also talked, didn't they, about having more than one era? Like, instead of it just being original trilogy?
And I'm not really... They were pretty vague about it. I mean, it's pretty general statements. I'm not sure exactly what that will entail. Did you play the new Battlefield, Luke?
Battlefront. I played a little bit.
Or Battlefront.
But the... The old Battlefront 2 had the two eras.
Did it? Did it have the two eras in it?
Yeah.
I guess it did, huh?
It had original, it had CIS, Republic.
Wait.
Empire wait, and.
The new Battlefront?
The old.
No, the old Battlefront 2.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying the new one does. I was like, no. Okay, gotcha.
So I guess that's true. So I guess they just want to do that with more. With the new movies, yeah. I guess, and stuff coming out.
Honestly, this might not count as a sequel, but I would rather them just bring all of the... You know, I want them to have all the content from this first game, DLC included, and just add to that, honestly. If you'd be able to improve the engine. Because, like, when this game first came out, there was no content. It was, like, four maps. And so I would really want, with this one, for it not to be the same case, you know, where it's a few maps, but they happen to be new maps. And you can be a resistance trooper if you want. I'll get it either way, just maybe not on launch.
Yeah, hopefully they have, like, the same deal where they have, like, a beta or something, and we can try it out.
Like, I have some issues with the new one, but it's the shooter I play the most right now. I don't really play shooters that much to begin with.
I thought it was pretty
fun.
I played a lot with Jason as well. But the problem I found is that A, the progression got pretty boring after a while, and B, that meant that like nobody played the game. So like even if I wanted to play, I just wouldn't find a match to join.
Thankfully on
we were having that problem with Titanfall, weren't we, Luke?
Oh yeah.
Nobody played the game.
2,000 total players. 200 in one game mode, and everyone else just, I don't know, whatever, customizing their pilots or something.
Well, thankfully Battlefront on the PS4 has a pretty good player base from what I can tell. I haven't had too much issue.
I guess that would make sense. I guess there's like not as much competition.
I guess.
Don't quote me on that.
I mean, the only shooters I know of that get just a ton of online play right now would be
Battlefield, Call of Duty.
I guess maybe Overwatch, but that's probably more so on PC. And
I guess it's pretty
maybe
big
Titanfall 2,
especially PC.
I hear that Titanfall 2 is really good.
Yeah, I like it a lot, actually.
You haven't played the single player yet. That's like the best
part
of the game.
You keep telling me to play it, and then I never do.
Especially now that multiplayer is almost dead.
I'll just record myself playing the single player. That's what I'll do.
Yeah. It's worth it.
Oh yeah, Ben actually has been asking why you stopped uploading to your YouTube channel.
Oh, well, I'm doing it under the Scatter Afterthoughts now.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
That's what I'm going to start doing.
Oh,
I uploaded a new video. Oh, this should have been my happy. Guys, this game. Gunman Taco Truck. It's about as insane as it sounds. It is like, imagine kind of objective-wise, it is literally your objective. You start in California, right? Your objective is to get to Winnipeg, Canada. And there's been like a nuclear apocalypse. All these animals and humans have mutated. And you are the sole proprietor of the family business, which is a taco truck. And your goal is to make it to Winnipeg, Canada, because A, there is less competition, and B, Canada needs more taco trucks. That is everything that the game tells you. And then you just go off and you make tacos in your truck to make money, and you buy like weapons and stuff because there are like enemies on the roads from point A to point B. And it gets harder and harder to survive as you get closer to Winnipeg. Oh my God.
So,
it is a great game.
It's Oregon Trail. That's what you're trying
basically
to say.
But you can like shoot guns at mutants.
Don't you have to like stop and make tacos?
Yeah, that's how you make money. But you also have to buy ingredients to make the right tacos.
This is a PC.
But if you kill mutants, yeah, it's on PC. I don't know if it's on anything else.
So it's like Oregon Trail and Diner Dash.
Sure.
But with shooting elements?
It's really great. But yeah, I made a video
of
that and put it on the Scatter Afterthoughts YouTube as well.
Oh, okay. I'll tell Ben.
It's an indie game. I think it's fairly cheap.
He was also requesting that you play Just Cause 3 because on PC that has a multiplayer mod now, similar to the second one. It's just me letting you know. Sounds
I don't think I've ever. I guess I played Just Cause 2 multiplayer once, and then
yeah, I think so.
It went about as well as expected, and I quickly stopped playing.
Which was very well. I think we raced like ATVs once.
We did something. There was like people like brought down some ship or something while we were on there as well. I don't even know.
Is that third one any good?
I haven't played it at all.
We have it. My brother plays it a lot more than I do, even though I want to. But he's just always using it up. But it's pretty fun, from what I can tell. The only thing that frustrates me is that it's way too hard to get killed. I tried so many times. You know how it has the gliding suit? Yeah. Where you have, like, wings. It's like hang gliding, basically. I tried so many times to open that up and then dive straight down, like...
like. Do you have some issues we need to talk about, Josh?
Well, I mean, yes, but in the context of the game, I would dive straight down, and, like, obviously, your neck would be shattered, among other things, if you were a real-life mercenary fighting fascist organizations on a South American island. But in this game, you can go off of a freaking mountain into, like, the coast down below off cliff, and the character Rico will be like, there's the noise, like the, and then the screen goes red, and then he just gets up, and he's like, whew. I don't know how you live through that, but...
I mean, that sounds amazing.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like the game, but
I wonder, do you live through that? With in multiplayer, what? How could you do anything?
What do you mean?
Like, assuming that there's just a ton of other people constantly around the entire map. Like, I cannot imagine actually accomplishing anything that you want to do.
Oh, I don't know. I mean...
I guess the chaos is part of the package, though, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of makes sense. I didn't get a good enough grasp on what the multiplayer was like for 2, because it wouldn't really run very well on my brother's laptop. Very choppy. But I mean, it seemed pretty chaotic, but it also seemed fun. So,
yeah, okay. So another thing that has come up,
Just Cause 4,
is a little deal. Just Cause 4 is a little deal between Square Enix and Marvel, apparently, when they're announcing the quote unquote Avengers project. So I assume that just means that Square Enix is going to start making some Marvel games.
Yeah, and I guess that could be cool. I mean, they've barely said anything about it other than that it's a thing.
I mean, Marvel games haven't been that great in the past.
No. And I guess Spider-Man might not count necessarily, because I forgot the name of the company.
Somebody else is making the game, right?
What?
Who's making that Spider-Man game?
Is it the same people that did Shattered Dimensions and all that? Here, do you want me to look it up?
Called? Isn't it just called Spider-Man?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have a name yet. Let me, Spider-Man PS4. I'm looking this up. I can't remember if it's the same company that made his recent stuff, but I'm assuming the rights situation is different, because...
Insomniac.
Insomniac. Did they make the other Spider-Man games recently?
Don't think so.
They had, like, one good one, and the rest of them were mediocre.
Spyro, Ratchet & Clank, Resistance. Oh.
Then was it Equinox that was making... Let me look this up. Maybe it was Equinox that did Shattered Dimensions.
Insomniac's making it.
Let me look up who made Shattered Dimensions.
That's quite a choice.
You haven't heard of that Shadow Dimensions or whatever.
Let's see.
But yeah, so, because I can't...
Oh, Beanox.
What was the last good Marvel game?
Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
I guess so. That's the last good game I can think of, just Marvel vs. Capcom.
You could play a serve bot. Had to be a good game.
That's two. It's Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Oh, excuse me.
Jeez. Though you can play as Tron Bon in 3 and 2. But yeah, it was Beanox that made Shattered Dimensions and then like the movie tie-ins and stuff afterwards. Shattered Dimensions was like the only really good one, I'm pretty sure. So maybe it's for the best that other people are making a Spider-Man game now. But yeah, back to Square Enix. They haven't really said much about what the games will be like. I mean, you'd assume with Square Enix it'll be like something touching on, you know, RPG, maybe like an action RPG or something, but I don't know.
I think an action RPG style would be pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. I should be like really excited, but they were so vague with the announcement that I'm just like,
yeah. They just basically they said that we're partnering. Something's gonna happen.
I'll be excited when I see more, I guess.
I think it's definitely a better partnership than we've seen in the past. Mm-hmm. Just because at least Square Enix knows how to make a game.
Oh yeah, you know? For sure. I guess kind of seems like Square Enix is handling most Disney properties now. If Marvel counts and then Kingdom Hearts counts. What was I going to say? Oh, I would kind of like for them to make another game like Marvel Ultimate Alliance, but, you know, hopefully better.
Hmm.
I liked the Ultimate Alliance games, even though they had a lot of issues. So I'd be down for, you know, more games like that. But I guess we'll just see what they do. As long as it's good.
Yeah.
We could really
I feel like Square Enix has been doing so well lately, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of... I'm a little bit hyped for it. Especially, like, after... Final Fantasy 15 is by no means perfect. But I thought it was really, really fun.
Yeah, especially compared to... Well... You know,
compared to freaking...
13, which we talked about in a recent episode, how that was popular in Japan.
Yeah. I did play 14 in more than I cared to admit amount of time. There was a phase where I did just play Final Fantasy 14, the MMO.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was actually pretty good, but I just think that playing an MMO is... a really good way to lose like days at a time and not hours.
I've yet to come across an MMO in recent years, at least, where I was like, yeah, this is a great thing to put my time into. That probably sounds ridiculous.
What got me off of Final Fantasy 14 was Dota. So it's just like from one drug to another.
Well, at least that's more like competitive, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like it, you know, scratches a different itch. Don't get me wrong, like, it probably sounds really hypocritical coming from someone that plays video games, saying that, like, MMO feels, like, really counterproductive. But, I mean...
No, I mean, it's just, like, I don't know. MMOs are fun. Part of the fun of the MMO is being, like, in a guild and the social aspect of that and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But...
That's true. I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with MMOs. I don't know of any super good ones.
I don't know. I think Dota's
my PC can
more
run.
Fun.
I don't blame you there. Though I am not touching Dota. Not yet, at least.
Luke may disagree that Dota's fun.
Just running your head into the wall until sometimes the wall goes down. Sometimes has like iron bars in there. You know? Sometimes you're up against Slark. Sometimes you're up against, like, Visage, you know?
So it's like League of Legends, but with less homophobic slurs and maybe less like, potential
shooters.
It's like
League of Legends, except there's no surrender button, because you can always theoretically come back.
And you have a mana
theoretically.
Pool.
And you have
a mana pool.
Oh.
As opposed
you
to, like, a mana
ocean. You can't just, like, cast your abilities all the time.
Wait, are you saying you can cast your stuff all the time in League? That wasn't my experience.
You just it's have more a lot generous. More mana, generally.
In League or in Dota?
In League.
Okay, gotcha.
Just generally speaking.
Wait, mana pool, is it like shared by...
No, shared it's by just like per each team? Person. Like,
oh, okay.
Abilities usually cost less of your total mana.
I see.
Whereas in Dota, usually cost a very good percentage of your total mana.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, yeah. I was getting confused between... I was getting... because it's been such a long time since I've played, like, MOBAs besides the Star Wars application that's out now. I forgot that, like, your skills or whatever, special moves in a League have their own meter, whereas... Or, like, a timer. Whereas, mana was just used for, like, teleportation and other stuff like that. Now I'm with you. Can we stop talking about MOBAs? I'm getting uncomfortable.
MOBAs have that effect on people.
Yeah.
So, you know, Bristleback is OP, you know?
Bristleback is OP. Gaben.
You just hold down Gaben. W and everything around you dies.
Yep. Let me tell you, Gaben, you keep it that way.
That's the only way this team wins.
But anyway, yeah, that's a lot of what's been going on lately. Another thing is Fire Emblem Heroes.
Wait, are we skipping the death of Knuckles?
The death of Knuckles? Oh yeah, that spicy meme.
Do I need to explain that? Or, I mean, I doubt it needs explanation, but just...
I doubt it needs explanation, but...
February 2nd is birthday. Echidna's only lived to be 16. Though, to be fair, like, he's been 16 since I was in second grade and Sonic Heroes came out. I don't know why you need to give, like, these animals...
But did you, you see the Sonic the Hedgehog Twitter response?
Oh, no.
To the meme.
Right.
What was
he it? He basically gave... Oh, let me see if I can...
Enough with your memes. What is Fire Emblem Heroes?
Wait, I'll explain afterwards. It'll be worth it. You'll like it. I remember, like, getting Sonic Heroes when I was in second grade and opening up the manual, and it would say, like, oh, yeah, Tails is 12 years old. Sonic is 15. Knuckles is 16. And at the time, I was like, wow! And now, looking back on that, it's like... Why? Why would you do that? Why do they need to have an age? Does that mean Sonic was like 10 when he was in the Genesis games? What are you trying to do with that? It's just uncomfortable. It's just a bad decision all around. I think it's terrible. So I mean, it's not like Knuckles is just now turning 16, but for some reason. 2017 is the year that people since then have decided to start paying attention to his birth date. Another thing is, why does Knuckles have a birthday?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Did you pull up,
I can't find this on Reddit. But from what I can remember of the explanation, right?
Uh-huh.
Is that the Sonic Twitter said that basically that Knuckles is not a regular Echidna, and from the time he spent with the Master Emerald on the island, he has essentially become more powerful, quote-unquote. It's just a cop-out answer to say that Knuckles is not going to die.
Knuckles will live forever.
Knuckles will live forever, essentially what he said.
Knuckles will outlive
like the official
your
Sonic the Hedgehog Twitter. It's like the best thing Sega has ever done is that... is that Twitter account.
I'm
at least in the past, like, 10 years.
I'm pretty sure there aren't any actual regular echidnas in the Sonic world, so...
Nope. No regular hedgehogs.
So, I don't know that the Master Emerald needs to even play into that. You could just argue that... You could just say he was never 16 to begin with, because... Or at least not... That was never his... You know, to retcon, you could say that was never his canonical age, because why do we have to give them ages? It's like saying, Mickey Mouse is 32, and suddenly, you know, Mickey Mouse is typically like a pretty innocent icon, and now that he's 32, there's all these different implications there that make you uncomfortable. I mean, we already knew he was practically an adult. He owns his house. He He has a girlfriend and a dog. But it's like, now you think of him as 32, and suddenly all these images come to mind of, like, Mickey getting wasted while he and Minnie are on break. Mickey crying himself to sleep. Mickey binge-watching Breaking Bad.
I think that's enough memes.
That's not a meme.
It's hardly a meme. Let's move on to
it's only a Fire Emblem
Heroes.
I already okay. installed it.
Oh, really?
You already installed it.
So, yeah. Basically, because it sounds like you haven't played it, Geronimo, and then Luke is just now getting to experience it. Basically, it's the latest, like, Nintendo mobile game.
Okay.
You play as, like, a summoner-type character, kind of like, for lack of a better explanation I can think of at the moment, League of Legends. And so you're in one of the Fire Emblem worlds where there's this kingdom under attack by an empire that is...
No.
Going... that is... basically... taking the characters from the Fire Emblem games and controlling them.
Wait.
What?
Can I get Lucina?
Yeah.
She's a starting character.
No, she's not. Those aren't... Luke, those aren't starting characters.
I just saw her.
No, I know. The same thing happened for me. I thought I got all of them. They're just introducing the characters to you in the loading screen. You still have to win them through chance. Wow. So,
the old bait and switch.
Right.
Oh, you got to pick one.
So, basically, you, what am I thinking? Oh, so, your role in it, basically, is to, because it has a story mode, which is nice, your role is to, get control of the heroes through, like, winning them by investing... summon orbs, I think that's what they're called in the game, and then I guess it's kind of like with
it's like a loot box.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that might be a good explanation. You know, there's rarer people that you can get, and then once you have them though, you just you can level them up, level grind and stuff like that, and so you'll make a team of four. It's basically kind of like a simplified mini Fire Emblem, as far as the actual gameplay goes.
But I can play it on my phone.
Right. It doesn't. You don't like scroll around to see the full map or anything. Every stage is just one screen. It's very minimalist in that regard. But I've had a lot of fun with it so far. A lot more than I thought I would. I think right now my team is Robin, Marth, Anna, and... Robin, Marth, oh, and Lan Ku. So that's, I guess, two characters that are Awakening specific. Thankfully, that's it's right. Not just Awakening and Fates. There's a lot of characters from the older games, too. I guess, I mean, I don't know if you could consider this, like, canon to the other games, if the other games even have a canon. But with how the 3DS games have been treating it, it kind of sounds like... the Fire Emblem continuity is almost like a multiverse or something. As weird as that sounds. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah.
Like there's like the world of... the world of mystery, which is the Marth games that they talk about in this. And then the world of conquest, the world of birthright. But I guess that's just more for the app. In the actual games, Awakening is in the same timeline as the Marth games. And sometimes they'll all make reference to each other. Look, I don't know. This isn't like what they've turned Zelda into. I don't want to talk about this. I'm sorry. It's just it's there's some games and they exist. Sometimes they reference each other and now there's this app. And it's a lot of fun. And I've been having fun with it.
Yeah, I'm just gonna download it and check it out because it seems pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm probably just going to fail though, and I'm gonna keep playing the game until I unlock Lucina.
Oh yeah, you can do that.
It's basically gonna be my goal of the game though, so I'm not sure where I'm gonna go from there.
Like when you played Overwatch for 100 hours to get the Mercy Witch skin?
Yeah. I mean, that was ridiculous. Like, I played so much Overwatch during the freaking Halloween event just because I wanted the Mercy Witch skin. And I got it.
After and it you took got me duplicates. So long.
I got every other Halloween legendary skin in the game, every other Halloween other skin in the game. I got duplicates of legendary Halloween skins, and then I finally got the Mercy one.
Hmm.
It was terrible.
I hated it.
All right. I guess that wraps up what we have to talk about in this episode.
Yeah, if we're done talking about that, kind of a short one, which is what I guess what we're trying to go for. We should. Do you want to like elaborate on what we're trying to do? Yeah, schedule.
We're
going
to try to go for shorter episodes.
But in turn, it'll be more of like a. In turn, it'll be more of like a weekly thing, as opposed to.
Yeah, so we're going to try to record
every 6 months
and release these. Yeah, mm-hmm. Every week from now on. Which means it will be shorter just because there will be less content, obviously, from week to week. But they will be releasing on a weekly basis, so you won't have to wait forever for a new episode to come out.
And also, we're recording all of our audio tracks locally, which means hopefully it'll be a lot less choppy. Because the past episodes, from what I can tell, I at least would chop in and out constantly. So hopefully this will be better in that regard.
Yeah, it should have. I think that was just happening because of internet issues and things like that. So hopefully this turns out a lot better.
Yeah.
But be sure to let us know in the comments if you're on our website at scatterafterthoughts.com. And that'll help a lot, you know, with any suggestions or things like that. From there, you can also check out our blog or just go to blog.scatterafterthoughts.com. And our YouTube is just youtube.com/scatteredAT. And you can see I already have one video up there of me playing the amazing game that is Gunman Taco Truck. And I'll be releasing other videos as well. Maybe I'll record myself, like I said, playing the Titanfall 2 campaign since I keep forgetting to play it and Luke tells me to play it all the time.
This is a way to hold you accountable.
Yeah. So, we'll see you guys next episode. Bye.